All of us have either heard or perhaps maybe even said, considering within the context of the mother of all excuses regarding worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth, or talking to someone about their eternal salvation. Recently, well, actually some time ago to be quite honest, I was serving a vacancy, and one of the tender-hearted elderly gentleman was leaving the church, and he said, "Pastor," he said, "I am really sorry that I wasn't at church last Sunday, but you know, I know this is an excuse, but you can live with it, because I'm a faithful attendance. I come here all the time. I had to clean out my garage." Well, I thought I had heard it all in terms of the mother of all excuses. In the gospel reading, some more excuses are made regarding the rejection of God's grace-ish invitation to his perfectly eternal heavenly banquet that he has prepared for all of us. Land bought, I gotta go take care of it. This may be compared to a couple who has purchased some property, built a house, has spent a lot of time moving in all of their things, and the pastor knows that they've moved in town. And he comes by, he says, "Well, hey, how you doing? How's it going?" "Doing fine. Hey, just want to invite you to church over here at St. John's. Be happy to see you." "Well, first I got, you know, we'll be there, but we got a lot of work to do here, and we're really tired. So please sort of accept our excuse." "Well, I just purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and I got to go see how they're doing." This may be compared to an individual at one time I knew some years ago, still know the man, and he bought a Harley Davidson, and he joined the bike club. And I was leaving for church one morning, just happened to live next door, and I said, "Hey, boy, that's really a nice-looking bike you got there." "Yeah, it's phenomenal." I said, "Well, I'll see you in church in a couple hours." I said, "Well, I just joined this bike club, and Sunday morning is the morning that they take their ride. And this is new, I gotta go try it out. Excuse me this time, I'll see you, you know I'll be there." "Well, I just got married, and so I can't come." This may be compared to those couples who are married, usually on a late Saturday afternoon or perhaps evening, and they suffer from post-traumatic reception disorder. I have 5 daughters, we can understand this. I mean, they're tired, they're worn out, they've had a few too many Lutheran beverages, and so they sleep in. The pastor, "Well, I missed you." "Well, you know how it is. It's just hard to get out of bed. Come on, we just got married. We'll be there." And Jesus said, "I tell you, not one of these men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet." Rejecting the grace of God's invitation to his eternal banquet, it leads to the eternal garbage dump of Satan's inferno. This rejection, however, doesn't stop God's grace. The Christ of Calvary in the empty tomb, raised for the forgiveness of our sins, he said, "We go out to the highways, the byways, and preach the good news, bringing in the poor, proclaiming freedom to the prisoners, sight to the blind, release to the oppressed, crippled, and lame. And by grace through faith they come, all who are weary and are heavy laden, and they find rest in Christ Jesus, our Savior. For as Jesus told the chief priests and the elders, always, of course, thinking of themselves, that's the top priority, "I tell you the truth, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you." And by faith, we receive this invitation, this gracious invitation. And we are given a foretaste of the feast to come in his body and blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. And where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is salvation and eternal life. A senior citizen friend of mine, now that I'm a senior citizen, I have more friends in that area. And in the parish, you just love to visit the older people. And they just love the Lord, Jesus Christ. And not too long ago, one had said, you know, Bob, I love to think about this banquet business that the Lord has set up. I just can't imagine what he's going to lay out for us. I just can't imagine what the hall and the feast and everything that is there and all of the eternal praise and joy that is going to be ongoing. And you know, Bob, you can't beat that. God's grace is sufficient. And this is most certainly true. Amen.